Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Exotic booze, there's a bar in far.
I'm really excited about this hour, people. I want to remind you that today, if you didn't see it, you have once again missed Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, which you can pick up on Roku and also in 40 million households that have televisions across America. But this hour is really going to be very special for me, so I'm hoping it's really special for you. You know, we talked about Clontarf Castle in the last hour, and it's possible. We're going to do some checking on what the story is, but it's possible to get from Belfast or from Dublin by air, by ferry. We're going to sort it all out to a place called the Isle of Man. And we're going off to talk with the general manager of the Regency Hotel on the Isle of Man in the Irish Sea right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Get ready for another exciting season at Symphony Hall in Boston. Tickets are on sale at bso.org or by calling 888-266-1200.
I'm delighted to have on the phone with me the general manager of the Regency Hotel on the Isle of Man, Mr. Tim Bagley. Thank you so much for making time for us in your very busy day, sir.
Hello, nice to talk to you. It's always good to talk about the Isle of Man and talk to our friends in the States.
Well, I think this is actually the first time we are doing a direct interview with anybody on the Isle of Man. We've talked about the Isle of Man with our good friend Mark Leslie, who is a frequent guest because he's always going somewhere wonderful, doing something wonderful, and usually doing something related to something travelers and tourists would be interested in. So he is completely smitten with the Isle of Man, and we had a very nice chat about the place after his last visit. But regrettably, we have never gotten around to actually talking with somebody directly who has a direct interface and impact on travelers. And we got together because I was asked to assist in my travel fairy godmother mission in helping a lovely gentleman sort out a trip, and he was kind of awash in getting it all sorted out. So I was asked if I would help, and that led me to do some serious research into where he should be staying. And of all the options on the Isle of Man, the Regency Hotel, of which you are the GM, was clearly the right choice for him. So I'm very happy that, you know, he's had the opportunity to visit. And I wanted to specifically talk with you about the place because your location is wonderful. And the place itself has such charm and character. So firstly, how long have you been working at this hotel, Tim?
I've been here 14 years.
Oh, that's a long time, isn't it?
Prior to that, I worked at another hotel in Douglas. Douglas is the capital of the Isle of Man. And I've worked in the United Kingdom as well.
Where in the United Kingdom were you working?
I worked in the Midlands at a country house called Mallory Court, just outside Leamington Spa. Very popular place with American visitors. It's quite near to Stratford-upon-Avon.
Yeah.
I was there for 2 years. Yeah, but I came back to the island. It's a very very charming place. It's right in the middle of the Irish Sea, 37 miles long by about 40 miles wide. It's got its own government. It's a crown dependency of the United Kingdom, but it has the longest parliament in the world, which is over 1,000 years, continual parliament. So it makes its own laws. It generally follows the suit of the United Kingdom, but it's a bit different over here. The pace of life's a little bit slower. It's a lovely place to live, lovely place to bring your children up. It's a very safe place. Some absolutely fantastic scenery. You've got everything on the Isle of Man. You're obviously surrounded by the Irish Sea, but you've got hills. It's great for walking, canoeing, mountain biking. There's 8 really good golf courses over here. A lot of heritage. We've got a steam railway, which is a Victorian steam railway, which runs from the capital, Douglas, down to the south of the island. That's 14 miles.
Wow.
And we have an electric railway that runs, again, from Douglas up to the north of the island, which is Ramsey, which is about 18 miles. And there's also a branch off that, which is a mountain railway, which goes up to the top of Snaefell, which is the highest mountain on the island.
What is the name of this mountain, the highest mountain?
Snaefell.
Spell
it's
that.
Manx for Snow Peak.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. So the official language is English or Manx?
Well, they have their own, the Manx, which is, if you were born on the Isle of Man and you're a native of the island, you're called Manx, spelled M-A-N-X. And the language is a recognized language, Manx. It isn't widely spoken, but they teach it in some of the schools, and there's still some Manx speakers.
That's a really important thing. I mean, the Irish caught the spirit of that about 10 years ago and have been doing a lot to energize Irish language so it doesn't disappear, because it's about a year ago now that the last speaker of a uniquely Scottish language passed away and the language went with him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really tragic.
We still have Manx speakers and all the road signs have the English, but they also have the Manx underneath them. So it's very much in the forefront of people. And, a lot of people say good morning in Manx, which is Moramai, things like that. So it's used quite not fluently, but bits and pieces will come into conversation.
Wow.
So it's nice. It's nice. It's a very nice place.
Well, it sounds in many ways similar to Malta, and especially, I mean, when you get to Malta, everybody speaks English because the Brits occupied Malta for about 160 years. But at the same time, those who are natives and locals, they speak Maltese. So, you know when you're being talked about when the language shifts.
That's how it goes.
So, but I think when we spoke the other day, you were telling me that you were from South Africa, no?
No, I'm not from South Africa.
Oh, then
I'm from the United Kingdom. I'm from a place just across the water in Lancashire called Baker, which is an old mill town. But that's where I was born. Yeah.
Well, then I've clearly gotten you confused with somebody else I spoke with, so I'm going to have to think very hard on who that was.
definitely not South Africa. Definitely not South Africa.
Oh, okay. So what initially brought you to the Isle of Man?
Well, my parents, my father was a clergyman, and he came over here. He brought the family over when I was about 6. So I went to school over here. And my parents carried on living here, and they retired here, and they've passed away now, I'm afraid, but they're very much still in our hearts. So I've had a lot of connection. And before my parents moved over to the island, we had a holiday house on the island. So I've always had contacts with the Isle of Man. So, I've always known it. It's the kind of place that gets into your bloodstream, it's infectious. It's a lovely place to live, it's a lovely place to visit, and there's plenty to do, very scenic. We actually have quite a few American guests coming to stay with us, actually. A lot come through a company called Prime Tours of America, which is based in Oklahoma, which is run by a Manxman that's living out there. They like the island. Generally, people will probably come over to the UK and might do a bit of England, Scotland, Wales, and they might go to Ireland. But people are now just saying, well, you know, we should drop into the Isle of Man for a few days and get a taste of what the island has to offer.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back because I want to talk particularly about what it is the island has to offer because, generally speaking, people don't choose a hotel first except for a rare few hotels in the world that people feel they must stay in before they die. But for the most part, it's pick the destination and then decide where to stay. So we're going to talk about why pick the Isle of Man as a destination to visit and then why opt for the Regency Hotel on the Isle of Man from so many other options and the reason that I chose it for a particular gentleman that you heard earlier today. So we're going to be right back. Don't leave me.
Tickets are now on sale for Boston Symphony Orchestra concerts at historic Symphony Hall in Boston. Conductor Andras Nelsons returns for his fifth season to lead the Boston Symphony, one of the world's great orchestras in timeless music, ranging from breathtaking symphonies to choral masterpieces and contemporary favorites. This season, thrilled to the works of Beethoven, Stravinsky, Haydn, Tchaikovsky, Copland, and more. Become a new BSO subscriber or renew your subscription series. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200. That's 888-266-1200. Or visit bso.org. Season sponsors Bank of America and Takeda Pharmaceuticals.
Join travel expert and author of Rumors, Stephanie Abrams, writer-in-residence at a wine and cheese reception hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik. Stephanie will introduce her novel, Rumors, read an excerpt, answer questions, and sign books for those who bring or buy copies at the event. You won't want to miss this experience at the Betsy Writers Room to munch and meander through Rumors, a novel of conspiracy, secrets, lies, love, lust, and intrigue wrapped up in rumors. November 8th, 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, beginning December 6th. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200 or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake, and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Incredible Malta, where seascapes, landscapes, great food, beach and city resorts, incredible history and architecture, and wonderful inhabitants make Malta a must-visit destination. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to have on the line with me Mr. Tim Bagley. He is the general manager of the Regency Hotel, located on the Isle of Man. And the Isle of Man, as he has described to us, lies in the Irish Sea, apparently. Why did I think it was off the southern coast of England? It's not, then. It's on the western coast?
Well, we get confused. A lot of people get us confused with the Isle of Wight, which is down in the Solent on the south coast. But the Isle of Man is about 300 miles north in the middle of the Irish Sea between England, Scotland, and Ireland.
Are there ferries that run?
Yeah, we have a ferry service to Heysham, which is the northwest of England. And there also is a fast craft that goes to the centre of Liverpool. The fast craft takes about 2.25 hours and is a daily sailing. The fast craft runs basically in the summer season from April to October.
Is there a ferry running at all from Dublin?
They go to Dublin about once a week. Once or twice a week they go to Dublin.
But that's how I would do it.
There is an air link with Dublin, a daily air link with Dublin and Belfast. So you can fly into Dublin and then jump over to the Isle of Man.
Are they little bitty planes?
No, they're not too small. They're not too small.
Do you have a guess at how many passengers they hold?
About 30.
Oh, see, a 30-passenger plane I would do.
Yeah.
It's those nine-passenger things
they're not getting me. They're not little Cessnas. They're proper planes.
Yeah, you know? Right. Yeah, well, those don't trouble me. I flew once in a 9-passenger plane, and I underscore the word once. I said, never doing this again.
You can always tell the guests who've come in those kind of planes because they don't go to reception, they go to the bar first.
You have to. You really have to. You know, in the 9-passenger plane I was in, there was no curtain even. There was no divider of any kind between the pilot and the co-pilot and the passengers. Yeah. So I felt like I was in the jump seat because I was in the first row, you know, that I was going to be called into service at any time to help fly the plane. And it was one across. You were at the same moment the window seat and the aisle seat because it was one on each side with the aisle down the middle. And I hated it. Happily, it was a flight from Newark, New Jersey to Allentown, Pennsylvania. So it was about a half-hour flight, and it was a gorgeous, sunny, calm, beautiful, wonderful day. because I had already announced to my colleague who I was going on a business meeting with that if this was anything less than perfect, we would be taking the train back from Allentown to Newark because I wasn't going to get back in a plane again. But it was lovely going over, and it was, under perfect conditions, and it was a really short flight. But my hands are perspiring. I don't perspire ever. I can get up in front of 25,000 people in Madison Square Gardens, and I will not perspire. Nothing makes me nervous.
This conversation
has my hands perspiring because I really hated being in that little plane. Being able to go in a 30-passenger or more plane, that's perfect. And also, I love the idea of coming by ferry because it kind of adds to the adventure of the experience, don't you think?
Yeah.
Do the ferries run year-round?
Yeah. The ferry to Heysham, which is called the Ben McCree, that runs every day of the year except Christmas Day. No ferry on Christmas Day, but it runs every other day.
Gotcha.
There's two sailings a day.
There's
a morning sailing and an evening sailing.
Knowing that, I'm going to try to sort in a visit to the Isle of Man on my next trip to Ireland and the UK and see if we can work that out.
You should do that.
Yeah, for sure. So
you were beginning
to tell us about, some of the reasons that people should make the effort to come and visit the Isle of Man. Once we're there, what is it that's special that the traveler would want to interface with?
Well, I think it's the magic of the Isle of Man. It's a magical place. We have fairies over here. We have this beautiful scenery.
Wait, stop a minute. Did you mean ferries or fai or fairies?
The little people. Like, I think they call them whatever they call them in Ireland. But it's very mystical. There's a lot of magic over here.
There are fairies in Ireland. They live in hawthorn trees. Do you have hawthorn trees in the Isle of Man?
We do. Our ferries have got a bridge called the Ferry Bridge. It's just by the airport, very near the airport, and you must always say hello when you go over. If you don't, you're going to get a flat tire.
That's how they are. Fairies are not, they have a reputation of being darling and adorable, but they are very mischievous. And
absolutely.
I have been
naughty.
Yes, in Ireland, they make their homes in hawthorn trees. And for that reason, there is a tradition that you would never, ever cut down a hawthorn tree. Because
if you
did, the fairies would play mischievous tricks on you the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
And we were having this conversation in Lanesboro, Ireland, a town that is twinned with Lanesboro, Massachusetts, in the Berkshires. And we were at dinner in Lanesboro, Ireland, and we were talking about the fairies and the hawthorn trees. And I mentioned how, you'd never cut that down. And John Casey, the retired butcher, said, that's just a superstition. And A.D. Farrell, who owns the local very popular pub, Farrell's Pub, turned and looked at John and said, "But you wouldn't be cutting down a hawthorn tree, would you, John?" And John shook his head violently and said, "Oh, no, no." So now
you've got all kinds of things over here. You've got castles, you've got, obviously the Isle of Man's very famous for motorsport, obviously because you have the TT races, which is every June. And obviously, at the moment, we have the Grand Prix on, which is their motorbike races. People come from all over the world for that. But there's not just the motorbikes. There's walking. There's heritage. We've got some lovely. Lovely. We have a maxi wheel, the world's largest water wheel. I mentioned we have the steam trains, the electric train, the electric trams. We even have a horse tram that runs up and down the promenade in Belfast and actually runs right in front of the Regency.
Oh wow!
So it's a bit different. It's a bit slower than the United Kingdom, but it's all part of its charm.
Now I seem to remember Mark Leslie telling me that it was like stepping back in time to some degree.
Yeah, very much so. It's not a backward country. We have quite a progressive financial sector over here, and there's lots of things that is cutting out. the values of the island. I think, you know, people are a little bit more courteous. Everyone, if you walk down the street, everyone will say good morning to you and ask you how you are. Very, very friendly people. They're very they like to welcome people. They like to, you know, ask you where you're from. You know, have you had a good day? Have you had a good journey? It's that kind of place.
Lovely. Well, we're going to take a quick break and come back because I want to know more about the Regency Hotel.
Yeah.
Because clearly there are many options on the Isle of Man. I chose the Regency Hotel for my latest Stephanie Abrams Travel Fairy Godmother. Godchild,
right.
And I chose the place for very good reasons, so I'd like you to share that with our audience. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street, between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Amtrak. The historic Great Dome car is here. Traveling between Albany, New York and Montreal, experience panoramic views this fall foliage season. And take 15% off your adventure at Amtrak.com.
Looking through the window, you can see the distant steeple. Not a sign of people.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
When the steeple bell
on the line with me is Tim Bagley, General Manager of the Regency Hotel on the Isle of Man, and it's its own autonomous, independent country. But when you call there, you'll be using the same country code as you'd be using for the UK. The country code is 44. And from the U.S., you'd need to dial 011 to get, and then 44 and the number to get into the country. If there's a zero in front of the number that you see, the telephone number, when you're outside of the U.K., when you're in the U.S., drop that zero. It's a little confusing, but I find that making a phone call and sorting out exactly what I need to get done is so much more efficient than even doing it on the internet, even though, you know, you might want to opt to do that, because they have, the Regency Hotel has a lovely website, including photos that will give you insights to the character and location of the Regency Hotel on the Isle of Man. In addition to that, they've got some photos of their presentation of food in their dining room. And if I looked at it when I was hungry and I wanted to dive through the screen with a knife and fork and start eating that beef Wellington that you show on the in your display, because, oh, I'm salivating just thinking about it. Marvelous. So let's talk a bit about the hotel itself. The hotel, one of the reasons that I chose your hotel for Mr. Fitzgerald, my latest travel fairy godmother, godchild, is because of its location. I think, you know, when you're on an island and you're surrounded by water, you really ought to be near the sea. So maybe you can explain a bit about where you're located and the character charm associated with this hotel, including when it was first built.
Okay, the hotel was originally two hotels. It was built in 1895, and it's now been, it was called the Mills, and it was called the Waverley. And about 25 years ago, it was taken over by the present owners. It's privately owned, and it was renovated and taken back all the downstairs areas, the public areas, the lounge, reception, the restaurant is all oak panels with Manx watercolors and oil paintings. It's very traditional. And it's, but the bedrooms have all been refurbished and they're all very modern. But the downstairs area is very traditional and not, and obviously it's got a dining room with tablecloths and things, and it's a traditional dining room. It is a dining room, basically. It's not a minimalistic hotel with power walls and things. It's traditional.
You're breaking up a bit.
Very traditional. The values of the hotel are very traditional as well. We obviously, as all hotels will tell you, that they put their guests first, but we really do put our guests first, because without our guests, we don't have anything. So we really try and look after people. And we're small as well. We're only 38 bedrooms, so we can know all our guests by their names. You know, we have a lot of regular guests that come. Some come every week, some come every month. Some of our leisure guests come two or three times a year, so we know what they like, we know what they don't like, we know what type of rooms they like, we know what they like for breakfast, we know if we need to get something special in for them. They might have a special liking of whiskey or something, so we make sure we have the right products around. So we try and look after people.
That's such a dying art.
And we're small enough to be able to do that, because, as I say, we're only 38 bedrooms, so it's quite easy to do that, and then to make sure that we can deliver what people require.
Yeah, that is such a dying art. You know, what you're saying reminds me of what cruising used to be about. It was an elegant experience where by the second day, the waiter who served you in the dining room knew, you know, what dressing to bring on your salad for your salad, and, you know, what you wanted separate on a separate dish from something else, and how you wanted things. And, you know, with changes in what people in the industry think is better, they have completely disrupted the relationship between the dining room staff and the cruise passenger, because they've got a million dining rooms on board and people are never eating in the same place twice, pretty much. And it's just a whole different ball game. And regrettably, what you've just been discussing is the essence of quality service. And, you know, I have long believed, after somebody said this to me about 25 or 30 years ago, there are no first-class passengers in America. There are only economy-class passengers who got an upgrade. In the U.S., until you went to Europe and finally got to Asia, you had no idea what service was supposed to be. And because we didn't understand what you could expect in quality service, we didn't then, and we pretty much now don't demand it. Where Europeans and Asians who travel, they know what service is supposed to be. They expect it, and they pretty much demand it. And so I'm so glad to hear, you know, all the things you're talking about are truly becoming a lost art, particularly when the traveler is no longer seeking expert advice from people who daily deal with the travels of many, and they're doing brain surgery self-inflicted on the internet and mostly picking places based on price rather than on quality of service, location. It's not until they get to the place and find out it's going to cost them $100 a day in taxi cabs just to get from this cheap hotel to where they really want to be.
Yeah.
And for $50 more, they could have been in a grand hotel in the right place.
That's very true. But a lot of things with service don't actually cost anything. What really got me into the business was I heard a story of I think it was the maiden voyage of the original Queen Mary, and there was a member of the British aristocracy in one of the big suites, and the butler looked after him, and he was reading a book, and obviously he gets into New York, and he hasn't finished the book, so he just leaves the book on his coffee table, doesn't think anything of it. The same with the aristocracy was on the final voyage. He had the same butler, he had the same suite, and he had the same book, and it was open at the page once he left it.
Oh, my goodness.
That is service.
Yeah,
you can't replicate that. That is a magical moment. For someone to remember that and do that is incredible. But that butler was probably an old retainer, and he probably took a real interest in his guests, and he remembered things, and that's something he probably remembered, the book he was reading, and hey presto, there you go.
Can I share a funny story with you? But do you remember the Chiga hotels in Italy? They later became Starwood hotels. I was staying at two Chiga hotels, one in Milan, and then from there I was flying to Madrid. And I was staying, so I was at the, I think it was the Excelsior, that Principe de Savoy, the Prince of Savoy. It was one of those hotels in Italy. And then I was going to the Palace Hotel in Madrid. And I was checking out at the front desk in Italy on my way to the limo was waiting to take me to the airport to fly me to Madrid. And at the front desk, they were thanking me for my stay, asking me if I was going home. I told them, no, I'm going to Madrid. I'm staying at the Palace, which was part of the group of hotels owned by those folks. And that was it. I checked out and I leave. I go to the airport. I fly. I arrive at the front desk in Madrid at the Palace Hotel. And they hand me this beautifully wrapped in gift wrap paper, little rolled up thing. Package, and it's rolled up like a jelly roll with a ribbon on it. And I'm so glad I didn't open it at the front desk. And I thought it was, you know, a welcome gift at the hotel. What did I know? I get up to the room, and there's a note from the staff at the Excelsior Hotel in Milan, you know, hoping to see you on your next trip. And I open it thinking they've sent me chocolates, they've sent me perfume. I opened it, and it was my lingerie that I had rinsed out in the bathroom and hung over the shower rail. And when I packed in the morning, I left without it. They rolled up all my underthings and stockings and whatnot. And they flew it from, they must have raced out to make the same flight I did. And they flew it from Milan to Madrid so that when I got to, and couriered it to the hotel, so when I checked in, my underwear was waiting for me.
But, you
know, I mean, you know, that's a story that lives, takes on a life of its own, lives forever. Hold on, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. I hope you can still stay with us. Don't leave me.
Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car starts service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada. Board the Adirondack between New York City's Penn Station to connect with the Dome Car in Albany. Experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage with upper-level windows on all sides and skyward, providing panoramic views of tree colors, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain, and the Adirondack Mountains. Dome Car seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Take advantage of the available 15% discount off regular full adult fares starting at $53 one way. And one child with a paid adult passenger receives a 50% discount. Reserve now at Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com to reserve your seat on Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Starting service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog and at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Attention investors. Respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have had the opportunity to meet by telephone Tim Bagley, who is the general manager of the Regency Hotel. And it's a waterfront hotel on the Isle of Man, a place that's easy to get to by air or by ferry. And we're talking about ferry, F-E-R-R-Y. And while you're there, you want to cross the bridge where all the ferries live and be sure to say hello to them so they don't play pranks on you the rest of the day. But I'm going to see if I can get to the Isle of Man by ferry because I love it. It just adds something special to a trip to arrive by boat. And I'm going to see if we can do that out of Dublin or out of Liverpool. Either will work for us, I guess. So from the hotel point of view itself, is it open year-round?
Yeah, we're open all year round. We're open all year round. I would say the majority of our guests from April through to October are leisure guests, but we have a lot of what I would call industrial tourists, which are business people that stay all year round. And they obviously keep the occupancy fairly healthy.
Well, yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, so that's good. So we're open all year round. We never close.
What is it about the hotel that creates that sense of character and charm? Aside from clearly the amazing service.
The Regency is a little bit different. I mean, we're a business. We have to make money. We have to make profit. But it's not the owners have a long-term view. They're in it for the long game. They're not in it to make a quick buck. So if we have regular guests, we certainly would never book anyone out to another hotel. We don't overbook or anything like that. We run our reservations, and sometimes it costs us, but for reputation, we think it's very important. So we always want to deliver what the guest has booked and what they're expecting. And if so, we want to deliver more. And it's not all about the bottom line. The bottom line is very important, but it's not the be-all and end-all. We are here for the long term, and we have built up a reputation. We have a lot of regulars who come back. And obviously that speaks for itself.
Wow. Oh, that does. That absolutely does. There are two items that are similar. One is longevity of staff, and the other is longevity of repeat visits. And
well, I made
those are two criteria that clearly demonstrate that something is going very right here.
Yeah. Well, our maitre d' has been with us. He's been here 14 years, as long as I have. We have one of the receptionists who's been here over 20 years. So, you know, our accounts manager has been here. I think he's about 15, 16 years. There's quite a lot of people have been here. People, when the staff come and work here, they tend to stay. We don't have a high turnover. And it's very important when we recruit, we always look for people who, we always say to people, we're not interested in people just doing 3 or 4 months. Okay, sometimes we have students or things that come in. But for the key positions, we want the guests to know who they're dealing with, and we want the staff to know the guests. So we don't want lots and lots of different faces. We want the staff to be happy and to stay and to, you know, to look after the guests and the guests.
If there's an underlying message you would like to leave with our listeners coast to coast in the U.S. and around the world online, and to all of those listening on iHeartRadio, what is that message?
Well, the Isle of Man is probably one of the best-kept secrets in the Irish Sea. But this little interview you're having with me, we're going to share it. So if you're if you're in the United Kingdom or you're in this part of the world, come and see us.
Well, you
Regency
know,
Hotel, Douglas Isle of Man.
I am so psyched to come and actually visit myself. It's one of the places we haven't gotten to yet. And yet you are so conveniently located and easy to get to. And I don't know, you know, you really have
1 hour away from London. 1 hour, 1 hour's flying time away from London.
Wow.
So you couldn't be any nearer. So
all
come
right.
And see us. Well, you're all welcome.
Thank you very much for that. And
it's
a
pleasure to talk to you.
We're going to go out of our way to figure out when we can actually make that happen sooner rather than later. And when Mr. Fitzgerald is back, we're going to be having a conversation with him about his experience on the Isle of Man. So I'm glad that my services were enlisted to help him find his way. So thank you so much. And a special thanks for taking such good care of him while he's visiting with you.
Not a problem. It's a pleasure.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Take
you.
Care. Thanks. Bye.
Be
bye.
Well.
Bye.
Well, that was fun. And I'm very happy that we had the opportunity to catch up with Tim Bagley. We're going to be having Christopher Fitzgerald on the air with us week after next, I guess it is, or maybe it's next week. It was every now and then, aside from those people who make themselves known through various things to me, and others who are brought to my attention, aside from things I hear about, every now and then somebody contacts me and says, you know, this chap could use some of your assistance in sorting things out. And that's what took me to talk about the Isle of Man, because Mr. Fitzgerald's wife passed away about 5 months ago. And after a very long, and I'm assuming happy marriage, and he was taking his first trip basically by himself. He signed himself into a tour for a little bit more than a week, 8-day, 7-night tour in Ireland. But he had this burning desire, closer to a need, to visit the Isle of Man. And a place he had been before, but years ago, and wanted to go back to. And I was contacted by someone who knows him well, who I assisted with his trip a number of years ago, who was introduced to me by the Sisters of Mercy. And he called me, this other fellow, and said, remember me? I know somebody who could use your tender, loving care. And I have to tell you, I can't wait to get Chris Fitzgerald on the air with me and share it with you, because this guy is such a darling. He is just the sweetest honey bear of a fellow. And so I said, you know, we're at a disadvantage. Everything I know about the Isle of Man, I learned talking with Mark Leslie in interviews with him. I've never been there, but I certainly know how to evaluate the criteria of what you're looking for and what place would be the ideal spot for you to be. And based on that, sorted it all out. So we're going to have him on to share a couple of weeks. Come back then. Gotta fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.